Gladstone Braves football is thanks in part to Binks Coca-Cola Bottling, also Bayside Pets, Delta Fence, and Construction, Durwine's Auto Body and Collision, and the Family Inn, where tonight is Fish Night, Fish Fry Night, yeah. All right, Austin Salas is going to kick this one off for the Braves. And the Negaunee Miners will touch it first. They send two men back deep. And this game will be underway in seconds with Kyla Carr, their top back, standing back. At about the 15, here is the kick. It is going to angle right. Kai drops it on the 10-yard line. Now he picks it up and runs up the middle of the field. And here he goes across the 45 to the outside. Could not stay in bounds, but he's got a big return for the Negaunee Miners out to near midfield. He is fast. He is shifty. And he got a seam along the near side and moved it to where they marked the football at the 45-yard line. Well, he dropped the ball, and it looked like that might throw him off, but it didn't. Referees put it down just inside the 45. Well, now he's going to pick it up and bring it over. And now it will be right on the 45. So LaCar returns it. And now Jacobson, the quarterback for the Negaunee Miners, goes under center. Power formation in the backfield. Right to left across your radio. As he gives it to Kai, right side. Bursts his way across the 50-yard line and is pushed back. A gain of about 3 on the play. It'll be second down 7, Negaunee Miners, as Austin Salas got a good piece of the tackle. They mark it at the 48, second down 7 yards to go, Negaunee Miners. White uniforms with the gold pants, gold helmets. Braves in the dark uniforms here at home. Ball's on the right hash mark, just underway, second down 7 yards to go, Negaunee Miners. They are at the 48-yard line in their own territory. They have receivers, two of them on this side of the field. As Jacobson goes under center, gives it again to Kai up the middle. He bursts through across the 50 and then is wrapped up. Down he goes. But he is close to a first down at the Gladstone 46-yard line. We'll see where they mark the football. He may be about a half-yard shy. That was actually not LaCar. That was Yesney, Wes Yesney. He got six on the play. Third and one at the Gladstone 46. Third down and short for Negaunee. Gladstone was good in this kind of a situation against the Marquette Redmen last week. Jacobson under center. Third down and one from the Braves 46. Throws it or gives it to the outside to LaCar. LaCar across the 40-yard line. First down to the Braves 37. Kai LaCar wears number 22. He's taking that leadership role, as you heard Jake say in the pregame show. And he moves it down to the 34-yard line, a gain of 12 for Negaunee. The line doing a nice job for them, moving people out of the way on the first series here. And the Miners getting that real nice kickoff return as well. So at the Gladstone 34, Jacobson ducks under center, calls out the signals. First down and 10 at the Braves 34. Right smack dab up the middle. They'll run it, pushing forward. Got a couple yards. That's Wes Yesney. And again, they're trying to establish the middle of the field as well as the edge with LaCar, and a gain of 4. To the 30-yard line, big Aaron Hughes got a piece of him, but they're already running the ball better than the Marquette Redmen did last week. And we knew they would be. I mean, this is a better team than we faced last week. Everybody knows that. Ty Jacobson, the quarterback, with the football at the Braves 30. Second down, 6 yards to go. He turns, gives it right side, and not much. Kai LaCar snowed under. He tried to shift his way to the outside, but Jake Perryman on the tackle. And now it is third down for Negaunee. and 6 yards to go at the 30. 25 yards for them on five carries to start the game. Down to 9:05 left to play here in the first quarter. And the Miners facing third down and medium. Third down at 6 at the Braves 30. And now we get whistles and a timeout. We'll be called by Nagani. So we'll take a 60-second break. No score. Nagani driving. We're back in 60.
G Realty Delta County.
Does peace of mind have a name? Can confidence and trust be summed up in a word or two? Made. Peace of mind does have a name, and it's Pomp's Tires.
So a deep ball, right side. It is caught at the 2-yard line. And down inside the red zone, Engstrom on the catch. Just shy of the end zone. But the Miners throw the deep ball, and he was wide open. 26 yards to Engstrom. And they'll mark it at the 4. First down, goal to goal, Nagani Miners. The ball's on the right hash as Jacobson has his team up to the line. Turns, gives it to Lacar up the middle. Push it forward to the goal line. He's pushed back.
And out goes the Lacar.
It'll be second down and goal for Nagani. Boy, this is exactly how Nagani wanted to start this game. They caught the Braves thinking run, 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 and they beat you deep. And it isn't Philip Nelson back there anymore, but Engstrom, as Jake mentioned in the pregame show, he was big for them in their championship game down at Ford Field. So second down and goal. The ball is at the 4-yard line. Braves could use a turnover here, but you don't get many with Nagani. You never do. Jacobson's got his team up there now. Second down, goal to goal at the 3-yard line. For the Nagani Miners, right to left. Give goes right up the middle and inside the 5, down to the goal line, touchdown. Touchdown, Nagani Miners. Boy, they sure made a statement, didn't they? Right smack dab up the middle for the Nagani touchdown. And they take the opening drive, 55 yards. Now Lacar will try the extra point.
Lacar will try the point after.
Here it is, placed down, kick is up, high enough, long enough, straight enough, it is good. With the score, Nagani 7 and Gladstone nothing. The Braves will touch it for the first time in 60 seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget we have 50-50 tickets available.
Miners, and here's the boot. It is end over end. Al Warden's got the ball straight up the middle of the field. Casey out over the 30 to the 35, and he's still pushing forward. Decent return. The Braves will have the ball at the 35 with 7:46 to play in the first quarter. The Nagani Miners ahead 7-0. Referees get together, put the ball down at the 35.
So first and 10, Braves, ball on their own 35.
And so Nate Young and company will touch the ball for the first time here. And we'll see if they can counter what Nagani did, because they went down the field and they made a statement touchdown. So first down at 10, Nagani Miners. They are for the Braves, rather. Gladstone at the 35. Here's Nate Young back to throw. Heaves it out deep, near side, caught. King Gibbs, first down Braves at the 40 of the Miners.
And it's good enough for Braves, first down.
He was wide open up the middle, and the Braves go to the hurry up, which didn't work last week, but we'll see if it does this time. 25-yard gain to Caden Gibbs. Now Nate is back to throw again. He's going to keep his feet this time and get to the outside and plow inside the 40-yard line. Down to about the 39-yard line. Second down and eight. They'll put the football down at the 39. That last play was a gain of 24 to Caden Gibbs. And they're at the Negaunee 39 with 7 minutes left here in the first. 7-0 Miners lead. And Nate will go under center with two behind him in the backfield now. Receivers left and right. And Nate gives it to Austin Salas left side. Salas pushes his way across the 35. He's close to a first down at the Negaunee 34. Austin Salas, better known as Terry, gets to within 3 of the first down marker.
Third down, 3 yards to go. Ball's on the Negaunee 35.
7-0 Miners lead. Braves trying to equalize here. So they come out with one receiver on each side of the field. Nate Young again under center. Waits. Gets the snap. Gives it smack dab up the middle. Pushing forward is Salas. And Austin Salas has a first down, Braves. Down to the 30-yard line. Austin Salas told me the other night, I don't think I ran very well against Marquette. I said, you did fine, Terry. And you'll do even better tonight. And so far, he's that bulldog guy, isn't he? He just bull rushes his way up the middle. Good blocking up front that time from Big Aaron Hughes, number 75. First down, 10 yards to go. 30-yard line of the Miners. Braves are down 7. Young goes back into the pistol. He gives it to Terry up the right side and didn't get anywhere. Maybe a yard. So it'll be second down and 9 for the Braves on the 29. As Coach Ness gives the play to Elliot Vidado, one of the seniors. He's out there, and now Ketchum comes off. So Nate Young with two receivers each side of the field as the Braves spread it out. Second down, 9 yards to go at the Negaunee 29. Left to right across your radio as Young with the long snap count. Waits for the ball. He's back to throw. Back pedals. Throws that screen pass out left side. And this time it doesn't work. It worked last week. But this time Terry was tackled immediately. Marquette, that worked against them. But not this time. The Miners watch film too. And a loss of 2 back to the 31. So now 3rd and 11. Yep, that screen pass worked last week, but it didn't there. 4:22 to go. And the ball's on the left hash mark. The Braves have 3rd and 11, but this is 4-down territory, so they really have 2 tries to get these 11 yards. 3 receivers near side. 1 to the far side of the field for Young in the shotgun. 1 man behind him, Salas. Nate back to throw. Heaves it out deep. Left side, down at the goal line, and complete. Whoa! Gibbs, the intended receiver. And good defense there. There was some contact, but no PI on that one. 4th and 11 at the 31 for the Braves. Well, maybe try the same play. 4 minutes to go in the first. 4th and long. They may try something underneath, too. You don't have to throw a Hail Mary. Nate Young in the pistol. 3 receivers near side, 1 to the left. Nate runs near side. Here comes the rush. He slips a tackle. Now heaves it long and deep near side at the goal line. Touchdown! Touchdown, Braves! Elliot Vidado right along the near sideline. He got open in single coverage, and he's popped up. The Braves are back in it. Right at the goal line, and the Braves do throw the Hail Mary at 4th and 11. 31 yards to number 10. And a 65-yard equalizer if the Braves get the extra point, which they're not going to try. So we've got to make these two-pointers tonight. Watch Caden Gibbs in the back of the end zone. He is deadly on these two-point plays. Nate Young now sets his team to the line. He is in the gun. He'll keep it himself, and he gives it right side, and he's going to get in. Eli Berthew in the end zone, and the Braves take the lead 8-7 here at the Barbell Athletic Field. Punch, counter punch. We'll be back in 60 seconds.